Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Boom! Brand new Banging Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. If you have no fear on today's Banging Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. He's back! Boom! The young shooter, Dean Collins, is back. We're talking about a possible gambling trip to Vegas, plus waking up and wanting to rant about James Harden, but there's too much going on in the world. This is a beautiful, fully disruptive, very, very funny, very, very honest, museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Stiggity, start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. Start this professional podcast off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Stiggity, let's fucking go. Three, two, one, boom. Yes, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Boom. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the White Chocolate Tito. Hope everybody's feeling real good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. Hope everybody's feeling real sane. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. Hope everybody's real sane. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Vroom, vroom. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct, and we ain't going to surprise you. We're not going to drag it out because the people want it. I want it. He showed up on time. He didn't bust my balls. The young shooter's in the place to be. Let's give a round of applause for the young shooter. Yes. You hear the cheers. Yo, you hear those cheers?
Is that a sound effect or are people actually
clapping? Those are actually people listening, cheering, listening to, they're going crazy.
That is incredible, man. What a welcoming. What an honor.
Guys, calm down. Calm down.
Please, let me collect my fucking, my bearings here.
You're making him blush.
That's incredible. I appreciate the applause. That's like a whole new thing to the podcast. I don't know what that is, but I don't know who you're paying out there, but that's awesome.
Oh, those are the Dust Brothers. The Dust Brothers brought in a live studio audience.
Incredible. Incredible. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good for those new listeners, and there are so many new listeners, and I welcome everybody. My name is Michael Rappaport, and this is my part-time, sometime co-host, Dean Collins. Again, welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. And welcome to the world's most disruptive podcast. I say that with my chest out. I am doing pretty good. I am about to perform this weekend in Chicago, the 20th and the 21st at the City Winery. Last time I was in Chicago, you were with me.
What a trip. I mean, that was my first, last time we were in Chicago, I was heavy into my smoking weed phase. I haven't smoked weed in, if you can believe it, I haven't smoked weed in a year and 4 months now. Longest I've gone since I was 16, but we were in Chicago and that was my very first rap show that I had ever gone to, ever. Never been to a rap show. About a week before my first rap show, I saw Elton John at the Forum out here in Los Angeles for the Yellow Brick Road tour. And so going to a rap show, and I'm not talking like 50 Cent, you know, like
Drake.
I'm talking like, well, we saw Griselda.
Benny the Butcher. And we saw Conway the Machine. We saw the whole crew. We saw West Side Gun, Fly God.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you remember about that night? That was a great fucking, first of all, the show in Chicago was awesome. The trip to Chicago was awesome. And that concert, which you pushed me to go to, because I was all like, yo, let's go, let's go. And you were kind of like, let's take a nap, let's see. And then you rallied me, because you know me,
mm-hmm.
if there's a chance to go to sleep early, I'll do it. And you were like, yo, we're in Chicago, you're doing the show tomorrow night. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, it's Benny the Butcher, it's Griselda. We had been listening to them leading up to mm-hmm. that weekend in Chicago. And then you tell it.
I told you, I said, take that nose strip off. You were ready to get into bed at 8 p.m. You were eating, I think you were eating a pint of Haagen-Dazs. We were like, the show went great, the comedy show went great. And I was like, let's fucking
go to
this rap show.
Was it after the comedy show?
It was after. It was after. We were like considering going to bed. It was like 9:30 or something.
No.
It was one of these. No, it was late. It was a later show. It was like 8 p.m. It was already like, we were done. We were like, we had like Step Brothers playing in the hotel room. Like, we were ready to call it a fucking night.
We had an ill suite too.
Ill sweet. It was so sick. And we were heavy into listening to Griselda. And I was like, fuck it, let's roll up a joint. I'll bring a joint. Let's go to this rap show and see what it's all about. I remember we went to a very sketchy part of town. I remember being kind of scared for my life at this point. When we were on the way there, I was like, this is scary. The crowd looked a little scary. I stuck out like a fucking sore thumb. I do remember when we were there, you know, because it was like the backstage VIP treatment. Like, it was like, you know, it was like almost famous, but for like a rap group. And there were a lot of people, a lot of weed.
I mean, a lot. It was crazy that they had so many people backstage. It was like, it must have been
crazy.
I have to say, at least 150 people.
At least. It was,
and
it was,
it's got to be like 100. If there were 150 people, it had to be 135 guys and 15 women.
100%. And it felt like they didn't even want to go perform. It felt like the party was like backstage, and we were like, people were drinking, people were rolling blunts, all that stuff. And then you had told me, I remember I was so high, and this is when my anxiety started. I started to like kind of get a panic attack in a way.
You tweaked out.
I just wasn't used to the crowd, and I was just kind of like, look, people were looking at me strange. And Benny the Butcher, one of the rappers in the group, Griselda, he had said to a whole room of people that you know, these guys looked like, some of them looked dangerous. I didn't know any of them. They didn't know me. I didn't know. I felt like unsafe. And he had turned to a crowd of 30 people in this little dressing room, and he said, yo, I need someone to roll me a blunt for the stage. I got to go like get dressed for the performance. I need someone to roll me the best blunt. And you turned to me in front of everyone, and you're like, Dean can roll you a blunt. And everyone just fucking looked at me.
No, I said my shooter can roll you a blunt.
Yeah, you said my shooter. You said my shooter can roll you a blunt.
And just so you know, people, when you say my shooter and you're in Chicago at a Griselda show,
yeah,
it takes on a different meaning.
I felt that too, because I was like, do I want to be called the shooter? I didn't know like if I wanted that moniker at the time, but you were like, my shooter could roll you a blunt. And I was like, yeah, I could do it.
And I was like, yo, you could roll the fuck. I said, roll Benny a fucking blunt. Roll him some of that gasolina.
Yep. And you know what? And I can roll a blunt. I'm really good at rolling blunts. I'm really good at rolling joints. And I started to roll him this fucking joint or this blunt, and he didn't have a grinder. His weed was some of the stickiest weed I had ever felt in my life. And it was getting stuck on my fingertips. And I'm rolling this blunt. I was already so high, and I'm rolling this blunt for at least 25 minutes. I was failing as the fucking blunt roller, and everyone was looking at me, and I turned to you and I was like, I need you to get me out of this situation. I can't roll this blunt. The weed is on my fingers. I don't have a grinder. I don't know what the fuck to do. I was starting to have a panic attack at this point. And then we ended up leaving. We were like walking with them to the stage. It was this iconic.
No, then we went into that other room. We went into another, like there was another pregame party.
That's where you met
Conway, and you met West Side Gunn.
Yeah, and West Side Gunn had been shot in the face in his life, and so, you know, part of his face was kind of deformed, and it was just, you know, he'd been shot. It was just, I just didn't know what I was there. And then all of a sudden, people started calling me a different nickname than the shooter. And I didn't know what was going on. And I was kind of wondering about that. And I kept hearing this nickname being thrown out to me. Hey, Snow Bunny. And I was like, yo, what's a Snow Bunny? I didn't understand what that was, but it felt offensive and it didn't feel like a positive thing. And so a lot of people started calling me Snow Bunny. And,
I'm dying laughing when this is happening. Hysterically laughing. And let's just put it this way. Me and Dean were the only two white people. Now, I'm totally comfortable in that shit. Dean, who is closer to everybody's age there, although he's closer to everybody's age, he also looks like he's 15. Mm-hmm. So people are like, who the fuck is this? And then some of them knew who he was. Some of them knew him from the podcast. Fly God, West Side Gunn was like, he called you Shooter.
Yeah, he said, yo, Shooter. That was so fucking cool. But like you said, we were the only two white people. I know that you're very comfortable in that environment. You've grown up, you know, surrounded by a lot of black people. And it's not like a black and white thing. It was just, there were a lot of people there.
It was a lot of weed and motherfuckers. It's Chicago at a rap show. It isn't like, you know, you're at the ballet. Like, motherfuckers are there. People are like, you know, a little tense because shit pops off in Chicago at rap shows.
And people are strapped. And you know, a lot of the lyrics.
They have hammers.
They do.
And I'm calling Dean Shooter out loud.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place. I'm like, Shooter, Shooter, yo, Shooter.
Yeah.
Where's my Shooter?
And that was cool. It was cool. It was a new experience for me. It wasn't like, you know, because I've met Snoop Dogg three or four different occasions, and that was a completely different experience than this. This was like some underground, real deal rap shit.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was
this
really
fun. This is like
fun.
Meeting Snoop Dogg in the Death Row Records days.
100%. And keep in mind, Succession Season 1 was going on at this time, and my mom had just got me like a Christmas gift, like a whole new set of clothes for Christmas, because she really thought that I would look good dressing like Kendall Roy from Succession.
What a great woman and a great mistake. Your mom's a great woman, but what a fucking mistake thinking that you would look good dressed up as Kendall Roy.
Well, I didn't look bad dressed up as Kendall Roy, but to show up at this particular event dressed as Kendall Roy was a huge mistake because I'm wearing a turtleneck, I'm wearing a trench coat. I had a...
You thought you was Kendall Roy.
I thought...
You had that, did you have a hat on?
I had boots on. I had a scarf on. I had a turtle, like a gray turtleneck. I was on that Succession shit, and I couldn't have been more out of place. And I felt out of place. And I was just like, I shouldn't be here. I don't belong here.
Nah, everybody gave you crazy love.
They did. They did. I got crazy love,
and
I gave crazy love back.
And this is a theater, by the way. This is a theater show. It's a small. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the name of the theater was, but this isn't like a. Was it a club or it was like a club? It was like a small theater. It was like a small theater, I think, because there were people up top, right?
There were people up top, and it was huge. And, you know, then it was like, yo, we're going on stage. And me and you were following them, West Side Gunn, Benny the Butcher.
It's like we're backstage at, like, Goodfellas, just to give you, like, we're going through the whole, like, through, like, a whole
literally,
like, maze of stairs.
Literally.
And going up and down and security and ba 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 ba.
And then we get to the stage, and it's like one of those shows.
You freaked the fuck out.
That was when I started to panic, because it was one of those shows where it's not just the rappers on stage, but it's like their entourage is on stage with them, just like chilling in the
back. It's like an old school Wu-Tang show. There's like 35, 45, 50 people on the stage.
And I'm on stage, and there were people filming from the crowd and tagging me. And I'm like doing those like hand gestures, like trying to fit in and like do my shit. But I looked crazy because I had my scarf and my turtleneck and my trench coat. So it just looked out there. But I turned to you and I was like, yo, straight up.
Oh, yeah, you started bugging.
I think I'm about to have a panic attack. And you were like, yo, chill. You're at a rap show. You need to chill. This is how it is at a rap show. You need to just chill. And I was so high at the time. And then I chilled and I started to embrace it. But, you know, West Side Gunn comes out. And the first thing he says is, yo, guns up. And he's doing that. He's going, guns up. And everyone starts putting their hands up. And I'm like about to duck. I'm like, what does that mean? Like he's talking guns up. Like I literally thought that like people were going to start putting their guns up in the air. It ended up being an incredible show.
It was
quite
sick.
The experience. We had an amazing time in Chicago. So you're going back there. I'm bummed that I'm missing that. I'm jealous, but I'm a huge Griselda fan now. I'm a huge fan of all those guys. And that was a fucking awesome time.
Well, people have already asked, is the Shooter coming back? They've
to
already
Chicago?
Asked me straight up. They said, is the Shooter coming back? And I had to tell them, nah, that motherfucker. And when they ask, is the Shooter coming back? And I have to say no. I say this and I quote, nah, that motherfucker ain't coming.
Why? Why do you say it like that? And I mean, I didn't get the invite to Chicago, but I have been talking about how I really want to go to Vegas.
Yo, I was thinking about that because I'm performing in Vegas the 2nd and the 3rd of November.
Yeah.
All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. And then I'm performing in Delaware, Rehoboth Beach Comedy Festival, and then Richmond, Virginia, the 10th and the 11th. And I have the whole schedule up. All tickets, all information available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What I was thinking about in Vegas is if you came for the day and the night and we figured out a hotel and we need to get on it right away, you should come with me to Vegas because you could gamble, I could fuck with you, I could leave you, you could come back, and you should come. It'll be a good time.
Cool.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm not bankrolling your poker games.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to invest in, because, you know, I really feel
you, you
like...
You know what? You know what? Here we go.
Sure.
Here we go. Because you've been talking about this and trying to sugar dick me with this for years.
Okay.
If I was to invest, quote unquote, and I do big air quotes, what would I need to put in and what would you say I would get back? And if I wind up getting nothing back...
That's a risk that so you'd have to be willing to take.
It's a three-part question. What do I have to put in? What can I hope to get back? And what happens if I get absolutely nothing back? Like if I, let's say this, before you, because you don't, I'm going to just say this. If I was to put up $1,000.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm already, just the way I asked that, Miles Jordan, replay that little answer of his. Replay that.
Yeah.
So I asked the question and that's your, you didn't sound confident when
it's just funny. I mean, it's just,
it's funny? Like, you've been asking just, for years. I'm saying to you, if I was to give you a G, you do what? Like, what do you do? What does Dean do with $1,000 of funny money?
I would, I feel like, my dream is to go to Vegas and to enroll in the World Series of Poker tournament.
No, it is a thing. You can do that. What I'm saying is, I ain't trying to hear you. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hear your hopes and your fucking dreams. You understand? Like, you're like, my dream is the, it's not World Series of Poker. It's BravoCon weekend. It's Michael Rappaport's comedy show at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club. Two shows, the second and the third. And BravoCon, it's not the world's, see, I asked you a simple question.
That's my answer is I would take the $1,000 to enroll in a poker tournament and hopefully triple that. But you have to understand $1,000 isn't really going to cut it.
Well, then $1,000, I'm going to keep the $1,000. What?
Well, I was kind of aiming for the stars here. You know, I was thinking, well, you know, it's sometimes it can be $10,000 to enroll into a... Okay.
Nope.
Well, before you say nope, you know, I my dream would be take that $10,000.
My man thinks this is like make a wish. Well, my dream is nobody asks you about your fucking dreams. He's like, dream is to meet Michael Jordan and play basketball with Michael Jordan. I simply asked you a simple question. Okay, go on, tell us your dream. I'm sure you know what I know that people love you, the audience loves you. Tell everybody your dream, and I'll let people decide if they think it's worth the investment. DM me and DM I Am Rappaport Podcast on Instagram. You guys know where to find me. And people should let me know if I should finance his dream. Okay, go ahead and tell your dream.
Okay, no, I am a good poker player. By the way, I play poker online every single day on Facebook. I'm still on Facebook. I play it every single day.
You off the weed, but not the gambling.
Absolutely, and I've been playing since I was 14 years old. I consider myself a very good poker player. I play in a lot of home games. I always win in the home games. I go, you know, my stories at Commerce Casino and all the fucking crazy shit that I've dealt with over there. I usually go to Commerce Casino and I sit down at a $200 poker table. I usually do well at the $200 poker.
What does that mean? Do well?
Now, you know, make a few hundred dollars off of $200 at a poker table. I don't usually lose it, but you know, obviously. You win, you lose. But my dream would be, you know, if you could maybe, you know, we could talk about it over lunch
Now's the talk.
I'm going to need $10,000 fucking dollars from you. How about that? Because you don't want to talk about it over lunch. I'm going to need you to Venmo me $10,000, and I'm going to take that $10,000, and I'm going to sit down. I don't know if I'm going to sit down at a $10,000 table or a $5,000 table or a $1,000 table. I want to have some cushion there. So maybe I sit down at a $1,000 table, and I have that extra $9,000. So I start playing, you know, I start kind of playing aggressively.
My man got a gambling problem.
No, it's not like that.
Gambling problem. Go ahead.
Okay, but I'm going to need that. I will need that 10 G's. And what I'm hoping to do with that 10 G's
is
to, you know, what I would hope to do is make another 10 G's and, you know, give you obviously two. I would hope to give you back $2,000 of the $10,000 that you gave me, you know, and because I'm putting in the labor. I'm sitting at the tables. I'm there all day long. I have to sit around with some disgusting degenerate people, including myself. But I would hope that you would give me that $10,000 and I would love to give you, you know, $3,000 back, and you could take that with the weekend, and maybe you can gamble some of that on your own. But and if you didn't want to do the $10,000 route, you could give me the $1,000. It's not going to be a 50-50 here. That's the problem. It's going to have to be. I'm putting in the grunt work, and I'm going to try. I'm going to need some of that.
My man.
Well, what would you hope? Because I mean, if you want to do a 50-50,
I'm not going to hope anything. Because if you think I'm ever giving, I don't give a fuck if I won the fucking super billion turbo lottery. If you think I'm giving you $10,000 to go play poker as an investment in my money, you're out of your fucking mind, Duke, with a capital D-U-K-E. You're out of your fucking mind, Duke.
Would you consider I put in 5,000, you put in 5,000, and we put that shit on red and see what happens, and we split it down the middle?
What do you mean red? Like just one hand?
Go to roulette.
Hell no. Dean, you make me angry. You frustrate me for such less things. If I gave you my $5,000 and you lost it in 15 seconds,
I wouldn't accept it. I'd feel too guilty. I'd want to do, yeah, I would just, I wouldn't accept it.
I see you play. One time I was like, here, take this 300. I sat there and I watched you. They were
that was blackjack. Shit happens. I mean, that shit goes quick. You know how that goes. That shit goes quick. I mean, we lost that together. I was like, it shit, fucking dealer hit 21, man. It shouldn't have happened. I told you that. You were supposed to fucking stay on 16. You wanted to hit it. That was on you, but we could have some fun this time. You know, I the way that I look at it is if you leave Vegas even, that's a win. That's a big win, too. That's a big win.
Even meaning, like, if you don't lose money.
If you don't lose, you've won. That's a huge win in Vegas if you don't lose. So,
because they prey on motherfuckers like you, right?
Oh, yeah. They don't put clocks in casinos for that reason because they don't want you to look at the time. There's a whole, like, system to keep you in there. And like I said, you know, I've gone to Commerce Casino out here in Los Angeles, and I've gone at all hours of the day because, you know, I do have that addictive personality where it's like, it's midnight. It's midnight. And I'm like, I feel like going to play poker. And then I'll leave at midnight to go play poker.
When was the last time you went to Commerce?
I went about a month ago, to be honest with you.
And the thing that concerns me is we talk often, we podcast often. You know, I'm always like, what's going on? You're like, this with the cats and that with the cats and this with my mom. And, you know, I went to this concert and, I watched this film and And we've done multiple podcasts. We've had multiple off-air conversations. And until I say to you, when was the last time have you been to Commerce? You don't mention it, which is a concern. Sorry. That's what we call a red flag.
Well, it's not something I feel comfortable talking about with you. It's kind of like a separate part of my life. I did play recently with a character actor. There was a famous character actor sitting there. I'm trying to figure out what movie he's in. You would 100% know who this is. He's been in dozens of films. And I was like, I knew this guy. And I never talked to the people that I'm playing with. But I was like, you're an actor, right? And he just looked up at me and he went, like, he gave me, like, a so-so, like, sometimes kind of look. And I was like, no, I know you.
He didn't want to admit to who he was because it was a late night.
Late. It was late. But you know, I go there and I see these people and I go, God, you know, this guy was here the other night. Man, what a degenerate. You know, I see this guy. He was here the other night. And then I'm like, wait a second. I'm recognizing people from Commerce. So that means I'm a degenerate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I started to piece that together that I'm recognizing the people that I'm playing with. Woo! Like, this guy was here last week. Oh, that guy was here a month ago.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was like, wait, no, I was there a month ago.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think I have a problem, but it has been a little bit, and I would love to go play poker with you, but it's fun. It's a good time.
So
are you going to invest or not?
I just said the only thing that I would do is give you a G, and
that's huge. That is huge. I'm just kidding. That is huge. That's a big deal.
And if you don't come back with my money,
what happens then? Like, I've lost the G now. It's been 20 minutes, and I come back, and hey, man,
how could
appreciate
you lose
that.
20 minutes? How could you lose a G in 20 minutes?
That happens.
If you're fucking playing smart, mister. I win every night. This ain't online. This is the real heavy hitters, Ace Rothstein style in Vegas. Fuck is
you're
you talking
right.
about? This you're is that Rain Man,
right.
Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise shit. Like, what are you talking about?
To do that. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, we'll
Vegas.
Figure it we'll out. We'll figure it out. Speaking of actors, guess who I saw today?
Who?
So I was at one of my favorite restaurant cafes. It's a restaurant. There's a couple of them in New York City called Jack's Wife Frida.
I see that place.
Good
That's
food,
like the hot spot.
Good people. It is a hot spot, but it's not a hot spot. It's a place where a lot of celebrities go because I think it's, you just, I don't know, they make you feel very comfortable in it. It's not like a hot spot. It's just like a chill hot spot.
Is it like the Fred Siegel of New York or something?
I wouldn't say it's Fred Siegel. No, it's definitely not Fred Siegel of New York, but you'll see all sorts of, like, you see them like celebrities that, like, you know, when they post paparazzi pictures, they catch them there. I mean, all sorts of people. But I was there having, and by the way, if anybody's in New York, you should absolutely go to Jack's Wife Frida for a chill lunch, a chill dinner. It's not fancy. It's low key. Very, very great customer service. And it's very big. The Lafayette location is big, bigger than a lot of restaurants in New York, so they could seat a lot of people, which is a plus in New York City because New York City restaurants usually don't have that kind of space. Me and my wife were sitting down having a salmon burger, a nice salmon burger and some Arnold Palmer's, and I see a guy with a baseball hat and a beard walking past me with a scooter in his hand. It's a fucking Dark Knight Rises. Christian fucking
Knight?
Bale.
Oh! Wow! Oh, it is Batman.
It was straight up Batman parking his scooter. Like, my man came in there in his scooter, and at first I was like, "Is that Christian Bale, or is that somebody that looks like Christian Bale?" And then he walked past me, and I said to my wife, "I said, yo, I think that was Batman," and she was like, "Oh shit, it is Batman." And then I was like bugging because I've never met Christian Bale, and I fuck with Christian Bale hard.
Who doesn't? I mean, that's like seeing a fucking wild gazelle or like a leopard. Like, you're like, whoa! Like, that's a like. I'm not going to go over and say, you don't approach him.
Nah.
Like,
but,
you didn't say anything, right?
Well, he sat down with, I'm assuming, his wife and a kid, or maybe it was just a friend who had their kid there. And I don't fuck with that. Like, he didn't see me. We didn't make eye contact. You know, no one really recognized him because he had like a beard and just the way he kind of, it's the same thing when I've told the story. I probably told it on the podcast before. Like, when I walked through an airport with Robert De Niro, me and him, and because his security didn't come meet him at the gate, and I was like, okay, I got you. And I'm walking through carrying his bags. Not a fucking person said a word to him, but everybody's like, Mike Rapport, Mike Rapport. Not one person fucking said anything to him. It was
I think
bizarre.
It's just out of respect. It's like out of respect. No, you don't.
He just
kind of
blends into the fucking furniture or something. Christian Bale's the same kind of thing.
He does.
He's like characterless in real life. So I didn't say anything to him. But then that was cool because it's Christian Bale.
Christian,
it's a fucking Dark Knight for real.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's stupid good.
I mean,
he's ridiculously good.
I want to see him in more shit. I mean, I know he's always doing shit, but I mean, goddamn, he's one of the greats. He's one of the best.
One of the
he's
greats.
Incredible.
He's incredible. And then we walked out of there. We're walking, beautiful day in New York. I saw this guy introduce himself. He's in the group. What's the name of the group I told you?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies. I ran into him. Then he introduced himself. He was very nice. And then I saw the director of the movie Happiness and Dollhouse?
Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Welcome to Todd Solondz. This is all in the span of an hour. New York is incredible. And Soho, listen, if you're ever visiting New York, you want to try to see celebrities for real. If the weather's nice or not nice, walk around Soho. You're going to see somebody. It's just always see somebody there. But that was cool. The vibe in New York is a little weird. I'm going to be honest with you, with everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in Israel, everything that's going on in the Gaza Strip, everything that's going on with the protests, everything that's going on all over the world. And, you know, I wanted to not talk about, you know, everything that's going on, but I want to say to everybody who's listening, especially all the listeners in Israel, especially all the people who have family members, friends, and friends of friends, because it's 2 degrees of separation, who are suffering, who have people that are missing, who have people that have been killed. I'm sending thoughts. I'm sending prayers. You know, I've never been so emotionally, except for 9/11. 9/11 is the only thing I could compare it to. I've never been so emotionally preoccupied with what's going on in the world. I think, you know, for this long of a time since 9/11. 9/11 was obviously different because that was New York, that was my city, and it was even more intense. But, you know, every morning, you know, I wake up and like, you know, I try to avoid, you know, going on my phone, but as soon as I go on there, I'm just like, it just, my heart and my yeah. feelings and my emotions. And like, there's so many things in the world that I feel like I would love to rant about. James Harden is like fucking MIA again from the Philadelphia 76ers. The Golden Bachelor, I'm so torn. Do I love it? Do I hate it? The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. The NBA is starting next week. The fucking NBA is starting next week. There's so many other lighthearted things I would love to be thinking about and to be ranting about. But as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, it's 13 fucking days. It's 13 fucking days since terrorists came into Israel and murdered, raped, and have kidnapped babies. I'm looking at the pictures of some of these babies. Who the fuck kidnaps a baby? I mean, who could do that? So, and rest assured to everybody listening, I know this is destruction on both sides. Trust me, I truly, truly, truly do. I have been watching, I have been reading, I have been trying to educate myself on the history of the dysfunctional relationship between Israel and Palestine, the creation of Hamas, the terrorist organization, all of it. And I know there's been loss of life, devastation, hearts being crushed into millions and millions of little pieces on both sides. I truly, truly understand that. All of that being said, it rips, it just fucks, it fucks my heart up. It fucks my heart up. And I'm not even, you know, like dealing with it the way I know a lot of people are dealing with it. So the only other thing I'm going to say about it is that my thoughts and my energy and my good vibrations are going out to anybody who's suffering from anything that's happened from this terrorist attack that happened 13 days ago.
It's, I mean, it's hard not to talk about it or talk about, I mean, I've talked about it with all my friends. All my friends are deeply upset about it. And it's just like, it is nuanced, I guess, all this stuff. But bottom line is, if you support the atrocities that Hamas carried out or justify it in any way, I don't wish to know you. No
debate. I can't
debate,
fuck with you.
No discussion. Unfriend me. I don't give a fuck. If you justify it, what they did, I just don't, like, I don't want to know you. I don't want you to be part of my life. Like,
and I'm precursing by saying it. He's, because if you could say it once, you got to keep saying it. And then you could say it three times. The loss of life and the devastation of life has happened between the people in Israel and the people in Gaza.
Both sides, yeah.
But, what the fuck were they expecting to happen? What the fuck were they expecting to happen? And I don't understand the Jewish hate and the sick, sick shit that people think that Hamas could announce that Israel blew up a hospital, and 15 minutes
bullshit.
Later, they could go, 500 people were killed. Like, how did you get that number? If they blew up a hospital, God forbid, and I'm not making light of that, but if they blew up a hospital, 15 minutes later, you know that 500 people were killed. How do you know it's not 600? How do you know it's not 433? Where did that figure come from? And it came from Al Jazeera, which is like the ESPN of terrorism. Like, they report and support all things terrorism. And it came from the Ministry of Gaza, who is also working for Hamas, the terrorist organization. And they put that shit out there, and it just perpetuates the hate, the disdain, of Jews and perpetuates the hate and the disdain of Israel. And it's fucking bullshit. And I know it's very, 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 very complicated. I think we've said that at least six times. That being said, do you have anything else to add with it?
No, other that's than it. That, I said what I said. And you know, I mean, my friends know where I stand, all that stuff. I'm a big supporter of Israel. And it's just fucked up. And a lot of people just, you know, turn the blind eye to it and they don't talk about it. And, you know, if it was... I don't know. It's just a lot of people they rally behind other social causes and injustices, but when it comes to Jewish people, it's like, you know, it's nothing new. It's just like for centuries, everyone's fucking hated the Jews,
and what do we do? We bring joy to the world.
It's not like a victim. It's not like so many, you know. Yeah.
No, go
anyway,
ahead. Sorry.
It's not like a victim mentality.
You know, Jewish people invented Advil, the electric toothbrush. Oh. It was a Jew who invented it. So every time you got a headache, you're taking that good Jewish invention. And needless to do I need to go down the road of the inventions of the humor, that the joy that we've brought to the fucking world, from everybody from George Burns to Milton Berle to Stilla and Mira to Larry David to Adam Sandler, Judd Apatow, what, Jeff Ross? Like, what, I mean, we've.
There's been a lot of people who are
who
very
vocal.
Who
doesn't like the Sandman?
Yeah, I mean, we fucking love him. Sarah Silverman's been very vocal. Amy Schumer. There's
and
been
I'm
a lot
proud
of celebrity
of
who's are very.
I'm fucking
yeah.
proud of Sarah Silverman and Amy Schumer. And it's interesting. Every time a Jewish smart woman speaks up truthfully, honestly, and fearlessly, they become a C word and a bitch and all that. Fuck that.
A lot of people are just like misinformed, including myself. And, you know, like we talked about on the last podcast, it's like we're educating ourselves from TikTok and Instagram. And I don't know. It's like people are just getting this like Wikipedia bites of their opinions. And this shit has been going on for a long time. And I don't know. It's horrible. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Have you watched anything, Shooter?
I saw, you know what? I saw a really good movie the other day. I saw this movie called Anatomy of a Fall, and it's a foreign film. It's like a French, I think it's a French film.
What do you mean you think?
No, it is a French film.
French?
Yeah, yeah.
Is
no,
it Spanish?
It's French. It's French. It's a French film. It's a French film.
Did you just fact check that?
No, I just know it's a French film. I like 100%
I feel like you
might have
just fact checked.
I didn't fact check it. But it's a French film, and it's basically it's kind of like if you saw The Staircase, you know, the documentaries. Oh. It's like that. At least look up the trailer for this movie. It's called Anatomy of a Fall, but it's basically this woman who's suspected of killing her husband, and she goes on trial, and their son is blind and has to, you know, testify against his mother and what he saw and all this stuff. It's very well done. The acting is so good. It's kind of the pace, strangely. I didn't think it kind of lingers on. It's 2.5-hour movie, but it is very good. And saw that movie. I highly recommend it. Anatomy of a Fall in theaters. And I got this fucking new thing called AMC A-List, which is amazing. Anyone who's like a big moviegoer or goes to the AMC theaters, they got this thing called AMC A-List where you pay $25 a month. Now, tickets to go see a movie at AMC are $22 to go see a ticket. It's crazy prices these days. But you pay $25 a month and you could see up to 3 movies a week.
Oh, wow.
So I went to go see this movie. I'm going to go see Killers of the Flower Moon, the Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio film that's coming out this weekend. So I just saw this movie the other day. I'm going to go see The Killers of the Flower Moon. I saw The Exorcist. You could see 3 movies a week, and I'm not, there's no sponsorship here. It's just, it's fantastic. It's all free. It's just paid a monthly subscription.
So you're going to see the Scorsese movie.
3.5-hour movie. Actually, 4-hour movie because previews are 30 minutes.
Are they putting previews in this shit too?
Oh, 100%. There's no intermission. It's not like Kubrick style, you know, where there's going to be an intermission. It's a 3.5-hour movie, but it is 4 hours with previews, 100%. But I have looked online. It is completely sold out this weekend.
Damn.
My friend's going to see it tomorrow, but I'm going to try and go see it next week. And I don't know. I don't know if people are really going to like, I think they're going to turn up for it, but really want to go see that.
Apparently that book is extremely popular. It's like a bestseller book. So
yeah.
I mean, it's a formula for success because it's
Scorsese, it's fucking DiCaprio, no matter what, no matter the subject, no matter how long the film is, I'm 100% going to go support both of them. So.
And I just heard that, I don't know, I think these people are listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. George Clooney, Emma Stone, Margot Robbie, the big swinging Hollywood dicks are about to step up, allegedly, apparently, and roll up their sleeves and get involved with the SAG Screen Actors Guild negotiation because although they got a lot of money, they like to work. Everybody likes to work. Everybody likes to create and be creative, and everybody likes to make money. But apparently they're going to step up to the plate and start representing and speaking on behalf of the actors. And like I said, if Margot Robbie walks into the building and her movie is worth $1 billion, what are you going to say?
I mean, good. I'm glad they're finally doing it. I mean, it's been months and months and months. Ugh. It's like, you guys couldn't just get on a group fucking text. It's like organizing a lunch with your friends. It's like, let's just meet on Monday and do this.
Straighten these motherfuckers out.
We couldn't have done that like 4 or 5 months ago. Like,
don't get me nuts.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm glad it's happening.
You know what's crazy? Netflix is raising their subscription prices.
Well, that sucks, but I'm on my brother's Netflix, so I'm good. I got everyone's now. I'm using Logan's Hulu. I'm using my brother's Netflix, so I say raise them. I'm using all my friends' fucking passwords.
No!
I say fuck it. You know, it's no fucking sweat off my back. You know, I'm still going to be chilling. I got everybody's subscription, so I got Disney Plus, and if you're looking for Discovery Plus, I can hook you up with that too.
The point that I'm making is that they got the audacity to raise their prices because they don't want to pay.
Oh, well, fuck them. Fuck that. I mean, fuck that shit. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
Sucks.
They're doing it now during a fucking strike. So you want your subscribers to pay, but you don't want to pay. It's like,
Well, that sucks. Anyway, that does suck, but I am sharing passwords, and
no
they thought they figured that one out.
No shit,
they thought they figured it out.
Well, let's figure out Vegas. All tickets, all information for all my shows throughout the rest of the year available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. This was a great, great, well-diversified I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Miles Jordan.
It's been fun. It's been fun. I've had a good time. I've had a lot of feelings. It's been a roller coaster of emotions, this podcast. And at the end of the podcast, have you ever been like, you know what? This podcast sucked.
Never.
Do you think that we'll ever get that?
Ever.
You think
ever.
That we'll ever have one where it's like, you know what? I wasn't feeling that.
I don't
still
do
gonna
that.
Put it out, but not feeling what where we went with that one.
First of all, I've never felt one with you, the young shooter, and I have never felt that. I have felt sometimes like my energy was a little lower than I want it to be, but you muscle through. I am a professional podcaster. That's what the difference between I'm going to do it when I'm going to do it, or I'm going to do it because I'm a professional podcaster. You think
am I a professional podcaster? Would you say
not
that?
Not when you're interrupting me, fucker. Let me get the goddamn sentence out, motherfucker.
Okay. Because sometimes you interrupt me and I just didn't know if we're doing that to get each other back. Or I just wonder if I was a professional podcaster too.
100%. And when I say professional, it means getting paid. And that's a whole other. Oh. That's like a sliding scale, Duke. Sliding scale, my G. You understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Oh, do you understand what the Rock has cooking or the Rap has cooking?
I don't know, but I'd love to see those Benjamins. I would love to fucking be on that sliding scale with you. Maybe we take that ride together.
Which one?
Cash flow positive, baby.
Came saw disrupted. Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers. It's been fantastic, per usual. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, take us out of here with something real funky. It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.